If you live in Ames, you are no doubt familiar with the sculptures in the downtown district of Ames. These are installations provided by the City of Ames Public Arts Commission. Once a year around this time, neighborhoods can actually choose one of these works and ask to have it permanently gracing a park, a cul-de-sac, or other prominent area in their neighborhood. Carrie Dixon is here from the Ames Public Arts Commission. Carrie, thank you for coming in.
Great. Thanks, Ursula. I'm glad to be here.
Carrie, this is a time when you can apply for one of these sculptures, or you meaning exactly who do you have to be to apply for one of these sculptures?
You need to be a resident of the City of Ames, and we want to look for areas within the community that we don't currently have sculptures placed around town. So it can be an individual, it can be a neighborhood, it can be a development area.
When you apply, do you have to say that you're representing somebody in particular, or how does that work?
No, you don't. You can apply just as yourself. It's sort of, if you do it as a neighborhood, if you do it as a condominium development, if you do it that way, you want to put it together as, this is our neighborhood and these are the representatives that are putting it in, or you can do it as a single individual with your neighborhood and basically tell us that, yes, you've talked to your neighbors and everybody seems supportive of the idea.
But you can't say that you want to put it in your front yard. You have to say it has to be in a public space,
yeah,
right?
We really do want it in a public space, be it in a city easement area, in a public park, a cul-de-sac, which is sort of belongs to the neighborhood but really is city land. Those are the best locations to look at some of these pieces to be placed.
Okay, so explain exactly how this works. Tell us the process.
Well, it's sort of a year-long process. In the spring, we start the AOS, which is the Ames Annual Outdoor Sculpture Exhibition, and that's the rotating exhibition that happens through downtown Ames. And we've got multiple pads through the downtown community. And those sculptures are on exhibit for a year. And then we transition to the neighborhood sculpture. So starting in the fall, neighborhoods can apply to have us add these collections into the city's permanent collection, purchase them, and place them around. And so that's what we're doing right now. We've got applications out on the city website. If you go to cityofames.org, go to About Ames, and go to Ames Public Art, there'll be the neighborhood art link, and there's the application there. The applications are due end of this week. It's on the 14th. The committee will get together and look at the requests that have come in and make decisions about placing them into our neighborhoods.
The sculptures are loaned to the city by the artist.
Yep.
But when a neighborhood wants to have one of them permanently, then the city buys the sculpture on behalf of the neighborhood.
Yes, we do. We negotiate with the artists, and a lot of times we will be able to negotiate down from their traditional asking price on it because the pieces are already here. So they don't have to have the expense of coming back and getting them in April, because we will switch out as we get into next year's exhibition in April.
Okay. The application is where? If somebody wants to do this.
Somebody wants to find it, you want to go to the City of Ames website. So that's cityofames.org. Click into About Ames, and I think it's the second option is go into Ames Public Art. And there's information about the sculptures that we currently have downtown. That's the 1819 AOS exhibit. And then the application is at the link for neighborhood art.
And I think you can actually see the sculptures there too, right?
Yep. So there's a site for AOS 1819 that will rotate through all eight sculptures that we currently have downtown. Or you can wander around downtown and find
them. Look at them, yeah.
Yep. They're up and down Main Street, most of them. And there's one in front of City Hall.
And the city buys these sculptures. Is there any cost to the neighborhood?
Nope, there's no cost to the neighborhood. We would love it if neighborhoods would sort of take ownership of the area and work with Parks and Rec and develop gardens around them just to make it a nice destination place. But that's not a requirement. But we try to work with the neighborhoods to keep an eye on them because, you know, we do want people to feel that they are theirs. They're part of the neighborhood, take ownership.
And so this is really civic improvement.
Yeah.
Initiative on the part of the city.
Yes, we've got quite a collection throughout town. We've got over 135 pieces in our collection, both 2D, which are located in City Hall and other city buildings, as well as our 3D sculptures throughout the parks and the neighborhoods.
How have you seen this project improve life for residents in Ames?
It's really neat because it puts art into the daily experiences of people in a community. whether you're walking around a neighborhood or driving through, and all of a sudden here is something that can brighten your day. It can make you think about, all right, why did somebody pick this piece, or what does this piece say to me? I mean, there's one that I see at least twice a week on my rumblings around my neighborhood, and it just makes me smile because it's just a wonderful little cheerful piece.
That's nice.
Yeah.
These pieces are in Ames. You can see them. You can also see them on a website.
Yep.
If you're a neighborhood, or if you're part of a neighborhood and you feel that there's a good place for one of these in your neighborhood, you can apply through the website, the city. There's no cost, but you may or may not get it, right? You're not sure to get one.
You're not guaranteed to get one. A lot of it depends on the funding we have available each year and the number of requests for specific pieces. Some years, and this is one of them, where we have one piece that speaks to several people. So we've got three or four requests for an individual piece of art.
Which one's that?
It's Blue Heron with Sunfish 1. It's downtown, and it's a heron hunting a sunfish underneath the lily pads. It's a really pretty piece.
And a number of people have applied for it.
Yeah, a number of people have applied for it. And we've got several other pieces downtown that I think are interesting in a different manner that haven't attracted attention yet. But people have commented that they like them. So we're trying to add multiple pieces and multiple artists to our collection.
What has been one of the most popular sculptures in the past?
Oh, last year's Letting Go, which unfortunately was damaged earlier this year, was one of greatly requested pieces. There is...
What did that look like?
That is a young girl who is releasing a bird. So she is letting a bird fly back. And we're getting that piece repaired. It was damaged this fall. Spring Awakening, which currently sits up at the corner of Hoover and 30th, which has got three cardinals sitting in a stainless shape of a bird.
Yeah, I remember that. They were red.
Yeah, that was a very requested piece. And then there's the Bicycle Family, which sat down on the corner of Main Street, was one that we had several requests, and we've got that located up north of Fairway and McFarland up on North Stang.
How many do you actually usually end up acquiring a year?
A lot of it depends on the budget and the asking price for the piece. Our goal is to try and get as many as we can. And last year we added five pieces to the collection, which is probably one of the largest acquisitions that we've been able to do. Typically, it's two to three, depending on the price. And this year, the prices of the sculptures vary from just under $2,000 to one that's over $22,000. So a lot of it is a lot of debate about, are we in a neighborhood where there is no other art, you know, anywhere near? What is the piece that they want? What do we want to add to the collection?
Presumably, bit by bit, Ames is getting filled up with public artworks.
It is.
Over the years.
It's been really kind of fun to see. There are a number of other communities that are starting to follow in our footsteps. We consulted with Mason City several years ago. They were starting to explore a program like this. They were doing the sculptural exhibition part, but they wanted to start doing the neighborhood art portion. I know that Pella has something like this, and there's several others in Iowa, and we're all starting to network together and then work on ways to spread the word on where we have the art throughout the community.
We're speaking with Carrie Dixon from the Ames Public Art Commission. And again, this is a time when you can apply on behalf of your neighborhood for one of the public artworks that you see downtown. Carrie, give again the website where one should apply and the deadline.
Yes, if you want to apply, applications are due on December 14th. The applications are found at thecityofames.org. For the website, go into About Ames and click on Ames Public Art.
Okay. Thank you so much for coming by.
Great. Thanks,
and
Ursula.
Thank you for your work on
no
the commission.
Problem.